We're beginning today again. While Be'ikar, we're learning the Torah of the Gra. We're going to speak about the status of Geirim, the status of converts. We're going to do so this week through the lens of some of the Rishonim. We'll speak a little bit about Tosfos, Rambam, and the Kuzari. I can't say it's going to be incredibly thorough, right? But in terms of any of those three shitas, we can definitely at least give like a variety of Rosh Hashanah. Of the main sort of ideas that come out of some of the Rishonim. There are obviously nuances in Rambam and nuances in Kuzari. There are machloksim even what the Kuzari and machloksim. There are those who want to claim the Kuzari says different things. So we're going to try, there are different Balei HaTosfos, we're going to try to do our best to outline what I think is like a mainstream, I would almost say presentation of these three shitas. And the goal next week is to look a little bit at the Neor HaChaim HaKadosh and the Gra, maybe some others at the status of Geirim in general. Let me begin in the following way. The Gemara tells us in Meseches Yevamos that there seems to be almost mixed evidence in the world of Chazal, or at least some mixed evidence in the world of the Rishonim, how exactly a person relates to the phenomenon of Geirim. Obviously, people who decide, who are not born into Yadus, and make the decision to become part of our people, that's something which is incredibly inspiring in many ways. There are Isurim in terms of the manner in which a person is obligated to speak to such a potential convert, it's worthy of enormous respect. Nevertheless, there does seem to be a little bit of debate. We'll speak about the mainstream shitas. You know, it's like I was wondering about this. If you are a convert and you're listening, so the mainstream shitas, I think kichlal are I think remarkable in terms of their embrace of Geirim as almost full members of the Jewish world, and they certainly are members of the Jewish world. Whether there are certain limitations by virtue of the fact that they're not born into Yadah, so that's a little bit of a question. And I want to try to sort of, in the mainstream view, we'll see in Rambam is that they totally are, but let's go as follows. The Gemara tells us Meseches Yevamos, the Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara there, Meseches Yevamos, is the primary Gemara discussing in Yanei Geirus. And the Gemara there tells us, Tavol Va'Allah, that once a Geir has engaged in the mitzvah of Mila, once he has been Mekabel Ol Mitzvos, and then he goes to the mikvah, Tavol Va'Allah, Harehu Ki Yisrael L'chol Dvarav. At that point in time, he's like a full Jew. If you're a Ger Shemal V'lo Tavol, so Pashtus, you're not really considered yet to be a full Jew. Now, what's intriguing is the Gemara tells us, increases on Daf Tes, that the halachas of Geirus, we actually derive in many ways from Klal Yisrael and Maimed Har Sinai. That all of Klal Yisrael and Maimed Har Sinai were also Be'etzem Geirim. They also went through a Mila. They also went through a Tevila. That at that particular time, the Gemara learns increases. We don't do this nowadays, the Gemara points out. But in order to convert, happens to be Bizman Beis HaMikdash, there's a requirement to even bring Karbanos, the carbon of the Ger. A person's obligated to bring, just like we offer things, Bizman Matan Torah. So learns the Gemara. Ma'avo Seichem Ol Nichnas Tu Lebris Ella. With Mila and Tvila v'chulei and Hartza'as Damim, so to anyone that wants to enter. In that sense, Lichora, being a convert, is the same as being a regular Jew, in that we are all on some level like Geirim. We're all on some level like Geirim. We all went through a process of Geirim, whether that was us right now, or it's Avoseinu and Maimed Har Sinai. Everyone went through a particular process of Geirus. Not only that, the Gemara in Meseches Yevamos on Mem Zayin and Mabez appears to indicate that once a Ger is sort of ready to go, so Kibel, he's Mekabel, he's ready to go. Okay, so then, Mullen Oso Miyad, we perform the mitzvah of Bris Mila to help convert this Ger right away. Why is that so? My Taima says Gemara in Yevamos, Shihoi Mitzvah Lo Mashina. That when you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, you should not delay in doing so, which led some Rishonim, the Tashbates, and maybe some others, to learn that apparently Kabbalah's Geirim, the smach, Kabbalah's Geirim is considered to be a mitzvah. That Kabbalah's Geirim is a mitzvah, it's a good thing, and they're entirely fully integrated into Klal Yisrael, Harem Ki Yisrael, Lechol Dvarav. Nevertheless, there is a fascinating indication in the Gemara, where the Gemara seems to have a relatively negative statement about Geirim, although we'll see that there are very different ways of understanding it. Amr Mar Ger Shibala his Gayer, halacha that many of us are familiar with. A Ger comes to convert to Omrim Lo Mara Isa Shibasal his Gayer. Why would you want to come and join our people? Umodiyim Oso Mitzas Mitzas Kalos, Umitzas Mitzvas Chamuros. We tell him some of the easier mitzvahs, some of the harder mitzvahs. Apparently, we want to give him an accurate sampling of what it means to be a member of Klal Yisrael. understand what exactly you're getting yourselves into. Why are we doing this? Why are we trying to almost like threaten him? My time. Iparish nifrosh de amr b'chalvo. So we want to give him advance warning. And one of the reasons why is because amr b'chalvo kashim gerim li Yisrael kisapachas. That gerim are difficult to klal Yisrael like a sapachas. Where do we see the word sapachas in Chumash? It's one of the negas of taras. Now taras, even if you're however whatever your take is on taras, which is not for now. The first points out, it's probably not a contagious illness, Taras, but it's certainly not a good thing. So Kashim Gerim Ki Yisrael, Gerim for Am Yisrael, are like a form of Taras. This puts us in a different direction, where apparently our orientation towards Gerim is that we sort of warn them not to come in, and perhaps even when they do come in, we do so with a degree of hesitation. Now, why are they called Sapachas? What's the meaning of that statement? So the simple pshat is that statement is a significant critique of the phenomenon of Gerim. Rashi writes in Yevama, Loshon Sapachas, She'ochsim ma'aseim harishonim v'lomdim Yisrael mehem. Osom chalem b'tzvehetter, is that even when a person becomes a Ger, sometimes it's very hard for them to break their initial habits. It's hard for them to distance themselves from exactly what they were used to. And as a result of that, She'ochsim ma'aseim harishonim, that's part of the challenge. That's part of the challenge. Tovos points out in Yivamas Der Lefisha Ein Bikiim Bidikduke Mitzvos. They don't know all the mitzvos properly, and Am Yisrael learns from them. Now, even those Mikoros are speaking about those Gerim who struggle with a firm commitment. But if a Ger would have a firm commitment and have solid knowledge, we would not describe things in that particular way. However, there's some days in Tovos go further than that. The Od Yesh Lomar, one day in Tovos, Dikashim Gerim Li Yisrael, Gerim are actually not as ideal. Lefisha Misarvin Bahem, they mix with us. V'ein Shechina Shora Ela Al Mishpachos HaMiyuchasos Shebi Yisrael. The Shechina is only Shora in those that have really good Yichas from Klal Yisrael. Only Shora in those families that have really quality Yichas. And Gerim somehow prevent an element of Hasharas HaShechina. What you see a little bit in some of these we've shown him are hesitations about Gerim, and perhaps in this day, even hesitations about the good, high-quality Gerim that are really considered to be all in. However, Tovos in Kiddushin quotes a shita of Rav Avram Ger, who had the different pshat. This is actually an amazing pshat. This is a phenomenon which is certainly true also about Balei Tshuva, if you are in a community with a lot of highly engaged Balei Tshuva, where this is really true. Why are Gerim bad for Klal Yisrael? But Rav Avram Ger Pirish, Lefisha HaGerin Bikiim B'mitzvos U'medaktikim B'hem Kashim Heim LeYisrael Kisapachas D'mitoch Kein Kash Baruch Hu Maskir Avonoseim Shal Yisrael Kishein Osir Mitzono. What's the pshat? It's like Bali Shuva who are so frum, and like they come to shul and they're like, how are you davening Shacharis and saying all those words so quickly? How did you bench in such a small amount of time? And they're sitting there and they're davening really properly and they're benching really properly, and like they're really all in. And sometimes, like, their commitment, the same kind of person that's willing to pass the test of Mitzas Kalos V'Chamuros, the same kind of person that's willing to persevere and have some of the family challenges that come with converting to Orthodox Judaism, so that person is, like, so good sometimes. They're so good and they're so committed that what happens as a result? As a result, it makes Klai Yisrael look so terrible. Because suddenly, it's like looking at Klal Yisrael, it's like, what's going on? Like, why aren't these people doing Chaim Olay's mitzvahs well? Why are they doing that? Like, doesn't it say in Shulchan Aruch you have to do it this way? It's like they haven't learned about, like, I guess, those things you don't really have to do that well. You know, no one taught them, because there's no safer with that. It's just like a thing, you know? It's like I once saw a kuntres put out, someone in Lakewood put out a kuntres of, like, halachas no one keeps. You know, it was like a good list of halachas no one keeps. No, it happens to be, I think 80% of the kuntres were just machloksim and achronim, and he was just picking one achron, and he's like, look, no one keeps this halacha, and you're like, yeah, because Rav Moshe's Mekel. You know, or like, no one keeps this halacha. I'm like, yeah, because most people don't hold like that chasnish. But it was still like a fascinating sefer to look through, because he did identify certain things that like people just aren't as careful, people aren't as careful keeping. So some of it's like, I don't know. Okay, so that's part of the challenge of it. But we see sort of like different kinds of deyas a little bit in interpreting that line of the Gemara as to how people really relate to Gerim. So I want to focus a little bit on the Kuzari and Rambam, and we'll throw in some Tosafos there, or Tosafos, for those that are inclined. to do our best. Okay. Let's begin. The Kuzari is the one that's most often quoted, identified as a Rishon that expresses real hesitation about the exact status of Gerim. He is often attacked, I think, for going more extreme than he is. He sometimes is attacked as if he is like really knocking Gerim in a way that he's not. But we're going to try to unpackage things a little bit of a Kuzari. Rambam will try to give a Hesber, at least one Hesber that some suggest what they're arguing about. Let's try to go as follows. Okay. The Kuzari, as many people know, and let me give a little bit of background to the Kuzari. Kuzari is written by Rav Yehuda Halevi. I'm sorry for element of the repetition because we spoke about this 11 years ago on Fridays. The Kuzari is a fascinating sefer written as a dialogue. It's most of the sefer is written by the Melech of the Kuzarim and the Chaver, this person that's coming to discuss the nature of Judaism. It begins with him talking to people from other religions. He rejects it, and the king brings in the Jew, the knowledgeable Jew, and has a conversation with him. There are many very critical themes in the Sefer Kuzari. It speaks a lot about Eretz Yisrael there, and the way that Rav Salavitchik pointed out, the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim Kemat doesn't at all. You can go through Mor Nevuchim and not walk out anything but the Chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. You have a very hard time doing that with the Kuzari, very hard time doing that with writing to the Ramban. Some Rishonim, even you learn a lot about their Hashkafa by virtue of what they talk about, even before how they talk about it. There are people that saw, let's say, Eretz Yisrael as an example, like incredibly fundamental. The Kuzari is one of the classic Sfarim of Machshava. The Gra spoke very positively about the Sefer Kuzari, It was written originally in Arabic. There are a couple different translations, Hebrew translations. There's what I find to be one of the more wild hakdamas to a Sefer, Reshivav Malei Adumim, Rav Yitzchak Shalit is a very chashuv Talmud Chacham, who's translated a lot of works of Rishonim, and he put out a Sefer called Bein. See right there, Bein HaKuzari LaRambam. Bein Kuzari LaRambam, comparing machlokes between the Kuzari and the Rambam. He writes in the Hakdama that he wanted to write the Sefer for a while. The problem was he didn't like any of the translations from Arabic of the Kuzari. So in order to write the Sefer, Bein Kuzari LaRambam, he first put out a translation of the Kuzari, so from the original Arabic. So he first put that out, and then he would be able to quote better the Kuzari. Thought that would be more helpful. On the Farsh, but it's hard to understand. There's an English translation from Eric Rapkin from Toronto. It's a wonderful translation of it. The Kuzari believes in, and this is one of the more famous ideas in the Kuzari, that the same way typically in the world of Machshava we speak about four different levels of creation. So there is like there's a rock, that's a domain, there's tzomeach, something which grows, there's animals, something which is alive, then there's people who are midabrim. That people have a level of existence above. There are four different levels of existence: inanimate objects, adamants that are alive but can grow, animals that are alive, and those things that speak. The Kuzari's Iker Chiddush is that there is a fifth madrega. The fifth madrega in the Kuzari is that there's something called Jews, which means the same gap that exists between each level of creation exists for the Kuzari, a very fundamental metaphysical gap that exists between non-Jews and Jews. Kuzari is sometimes accused of saying something he doesn't say. There are those who reject the Kuzari and say he refers to all non-Jews as talking animals. That's not true. He says there's animals, and then there's non-Jews, and then there's Jews. He is definitely playing up the value of Jews. He is not, however, saying that all non-Jews are talking animals, as some accuse. Somebody wrote an article about like misreading the Kuzari, the way he's like misquoted in different times. Okay, no. Because of that gap, so many, many Bali Machshava hold of that gap between Jews and non-Jews. The question becomes then, what do you think happens when a person converts? Jews are endowed for the Kuzari with this like Inyan Eloki, this certain like divine kind of a spark. That's a divine capacity where the Kuzari thinks that only Jews can really be Nevi'im, that only Jews can really be prophets. That leads to a long discussion about Bilam, who appears to be a non-Jew, who is a prophet. That's a discussion. But he fundamentally agrees. He fundamentally maintains that real Nevuah can only take place with Jews. There's a certain kind of capacity innate found in Jews. So the question becomes, when a person converts, so what happens? So we'll see next week. There are definitely some Bali Machshava that hold that when a person converts, that's a raya that they always had this like, they get this new special neshama, they become fully part of Klal Yisrael, and they become fully integrated. The Kuzari understands that because this gap exists, even when a person converts, they're not able to fully attain that next madrega of the Inyan Eloki. That there is something there which lacks them, which prevents them from being able to fully integrate. So it is true that there can be a dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he writes in Aleph Kiftesva, V'im kol zeh lo yishtave hager hanichnas besoroseinu im ha'ezrach. A ger is unable to fully integrate the same way with a Jew. A regular born Jew, sorry. Ki ha'ezrachim levadam heim ru'uyim linevuah. Nevuah can only come when you are born as a Jew. A ger could be a chacham, a ger could be a chassid, it could be very pious. Many, Shmaya v'Avtalion, who are two of the teachers of Hillel v'Shammai, so those, they were gerim. Most assume that they were considered to be gerim. And that is something, but you can't be prophets. There's a level where a person is unable to reach. This idea in general of sort of like minimizing elements of the full integration. So some point out there are some other mikoros that may also support this more broadly. The Mishnah in Meseches Bikurim, the Mishnah tells in Bikurim, Elu mevi'im velo korim. There are certain people that bring Bikurim, but they're not able to do Mikra Bikurim. They can't say the psukim associated with bringing Bikurim. One of those people is a ger. Ger can bring Bikurim, but ve'eno kori, he can't say the psukim. Why? She'eno yachal lomer asher nishba Hashem la'avoseinu Lasseis lanu. They can't say those words because they can't say Asher Nisba Hashem Lavoseinu because they're not considered to be Lavoseinu. They don't have the same Avoseinu. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Ukishahu mispalo when a ger davins, beino levein atzmo, omer, elokei, not Avoseinu, elokei, Avos Yisrael, the father of, the God of Am Yisrael's fathers, Ukishahu bebeis Knesses, omer, elokei, Avoseichem. When he's in shul, he shouldn't say Avoseinu, he should say Avoseichem. Okay, so says the Mishnah in Bikurim, which we see, again, maybe, we'll see, I'll tell you why I think it's true in a little bit, but it indicates a degree of gap, and discussions in Rishonim, in Meseches Nida, whether the halachas of Arvus, of Yatzah Motzi, the ability to be Motzi, someone else, applies to Gerim altogether. If you look in Rashi and Tosfos there, in Meseches Nida, Daf Yigimel, I think. So there, the Rishonim discuss whether or not there would be a din of Arvus. When it comes to Gerim, there certainly appears to be a relatively significant gap. So it's not that Gerim are not Chayv and Mitzvos. It's not that Gerim can't be Chachamim. But there's an element of Nevuah, an element of this lack of Elokei Avoseinu, which manifests itself in Nusachat Tefillah. Akedei Kach, that Tosfos writes in Baba Basra, on Daf Pei Aleph, that's where we have a very important sugya about Bikurim on Daf Pei Aleph. The Tosfos quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam that because of that Mishnah, umikoach ahi Mishnah, lo haya meiniach Rabbeinu Tam legerim levarich birchas haziman. He wouldn't have gerim be the ones who lead the ziman, I guess. Lefisha eino yacholomar shehinchalta la'avoseinu eretz tova. Because they're mufka from being able to say as part of benching that we got nachla shehinchalta la'avoseinu eretz tova. They don't have avoseinu the same way. They don't have it the same way. Okay. Comes along Rambam. The Rambam seems to have a very, very different view, especially if you don't look at the Rambam, Maaser Sheni, Yud Aleph, Yud Zayin. The Rambam seems to have a little bit of a different view. Okay. One. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Nisui Rebiya, it's a very famous letter of Rambam also, but the Rambam writes in Nisui Rebiya, this is in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin, Kol Ha'akam Kulam Sheik Kishe Yizgairu, V'kabu aleihem kol ha-mitzvot shebetorah. There's so much speak about Gerim. Spoke when I was in Florida. I ended up giving a shiur at night because I was staying at my Great Jarrah's house. My Great Jarrah gives a shiur every Tuesday night, apparently, at 9 o'clock. So apparently that was good for me to give. So so we spoke a little bit about what came up, whether you can be Mekabu Gerim from Amalek. When we come up from Amalek, the Gemara, you would assume Pasha says no because there's a mitzvah of but the Gemara says that they banav shal Haman lamdu Torah b'bnei Brak. The Haman's descendants learned Torah in b'nei Brak. Sounds like they did convert. Big discussion in some of the Rishonim. The Rambam says kol ha'akum kulam kishi yisgairu. Maybe that matters. Probably not. V'yikabu aleihem kol ha'mitzvot shebetorah harein ki Yisrael l'chol davar. They become totally like members of Klal Yisrael gerim when they convert. The Rambam's most explicit statements in which he talks about the power of a ger is in a letter of the Rambam, which he wrote to Rav Avadia HaGer. The Rambam wrote letters. Of the Rambam Sfarim, it's definitely not as famous as Mishnah Torah, Perish HaMishnah, Mor Nevuchim, probably not even, and whether it's or as famous, I don't know how you compare it to his tshuvas, but the Rambam has letters. Rabbi Beryl Wein, if anyone is a... Rabbi Wein, when he was the Rav, I don't know if he's still speaking in his shul in Yerushalayim?
He's there.
Okay, so Rabbi Wein, this is not even that long ago, presence. A couple of years ago, Rabbi Wein, Friday night, they would learn Igros HaRambam in shul, between Mincha Maariv. He was fantastic. It was just absolutely amazing. Good old Chicago accent. Like, it's really like, you feel like you're home again when you hear him speak. It was like, it was really, really fantastic. So, yeah, okay. He was trying to make Igros Rambam more popular, and maybe he was successful on some level. He said to Rabbi Ger, daven normally. He says it's pashut. You should be davening absolutely in the regular way. None of this no avoseinu stuff. Where does that come from? The Talmud Yerushalmi argues with that daya in the Mishnah Bikurim. The Talmud Yerushalmi says that we understand that you are supposed to, that a ger can say avoseinu. That a ger can say avoseinu. Tosfos in Baba Basra quotes that Rabbi Tam thought that there's some messed up girsa with the Yerushalmi. There's no way it's really what's going on there. We're speaking to Pastor Shem. We had there Monday night. The Gra and changing the girsa to the Gemara. Spent a lot of time. Fascinating article critiquing the Oz v'Hadar Gemaras. Really some fascinating things. Like legitimately interesting about the girsas of our Gemaras. I knew nothing about this before. Spent some time yesterday in it, which I didn't really have, but I was just like consumed by it. It was so interesting. So it was in Hamayan. And then Oz v'Hadar responded. That's why it was, no, old. And then they responded, Oz v'Hadar in Hamayan. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. But either way. Yeah, that's good to read. He did a great job. He basically went through, he chose second parak of Shabbos as an example, and he like charted out changes between the standard Gemara and the Oz v'Hadar Gemara. Some of which are noted in the Haggadah Matzion, and some of which are not. It's like really, it's legitimately interesting. At least for me. I don't know if everyone else finds these things interesting, but as long as I do, that's what we'll talk about. Okay, that's the beauty of, I guess, being here. So the happens to be, Rabbi Tam says to Yerushalmi, we don't assume like Yerushalmi, Sam Mishnah, Yerushalmi may not even be that accurate. The Rigan Tosfo says, even if Yerushalmi says a ger can say avoseinu, that's only if he's like a descendant of Yisro, because they did have a degree of Nachalelefi one day in Chazal. But the Rambam says, no, Gerim can daven totally, totally, regularly. Why is that so? This is an amazing idea. The Rambam says every Ger becomes fully integrated. Quick brackets. My Chavrusa, when I was in the Kalayon, Rabbi Baruch Dov Braun, has a little bit of a different shot in Rambam here, so you'll forgive me. In the article he wrote about Brisa Shalaf Mabin has a bit of a different shot. Could be he's right on some level, but I think we're saying now is a more mainstream way of saying it. Vikir Adavar. Shav Mavinu hu shalimid kol ha'am. Av Mavinu's job was he taught everybody. Biskilim vodiyim dasa emes v'yichru shakar sbaruch. He taught them accurate religion. And he rejected avodah zarah. V'hichnis rabim tachas kanfei hashchina. Av Mavinu was mekabel lots and lots of gerim. That's an idea which the Rambam quotes also in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam understands that hanafes asher asu b'chara and Avram megayir ha'nashim, that there were thousands of people that Avram Avinu converted. V'limdam v'horam v'tziva banav u'bnei beiso acharav lishmor derech Hashem. He told them to follow the ways of Hashem. K'mosh kasa b'Torah. Lefichach. Everyone that got in through Avram Avinu. He was the ultimate teacher of Torah to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, kol misha yisgayir atsof kol hadoros, anyone that ever converts, v'chol hamiyachet shmosh akash baruch hu k'mosh kasa b'Torah, anyone that unifies God's name the way it says in the Torah is called Talmido Shel Av Mavinu Alav Hashalom. He's like a Talmud of Av Mavinu. That's why when we call up a ger for an Aliyah, we say Ben Avram Avinu, because he's a Talmud of Av Mavinu. Ubnei Beiso who Heim Kulam were all considered to be Nichnas any ger to the world of Avram. Kishem Shehichzer Es Anshe Doro Bifiv Ubelimudo. The same way that Avram brought in his generation gerim. Kach hichzir, a wild idea, kol ha'asidim lehisgayir. Anyone that's going to convert is brought in, bitzav aso, shetziv as banav, vebenevizu acharav, they're all brought in also as an extension of Av Mavinu. Nimtzu Av Mavinu, alasham hu av, lizaro haksherim ahochem bedrachav, ve'av letalmidav, v'chol ger shi hisgayir. We are all descendant of Avraham Avinu. Lefichach yeshecha lomar elokeinu velokei avoseinu. Sh'avram alav shalom hu avicha. Avram is your Av. Ve'yeshecha lomar shenchata es avoseinu. And you could say, I got nachan Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Because our avos did get nachan Eretz Yisrael. Shela Avram nasna ha'aretz. Avram did get nachan Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar kumis halif aretz. Says when it comes to Shotisenu Mitzrayim, Shasisa Nidisim Lavosenu, that maybe you could change if you want, but if you don't change, not a big deal at all. Me'achar shenichnasta tachas kanfi ashchina, ein kan hefresh beinenu uveincha. V'chol ha'nisim shenasa ki'ilu lanu ulecha na'asu. You become part of the Jewish people. You become part of the Jewish people. You're a descendant of Avraham Avinu. Ein shum hefresh klal beinenu uveincha lechol davar. There's no real distinction at all. Years ago, we spoke about the fact that the Rambam seems to paskin that a ger is mufka from Srara, can't be a position of authority. That's a less of a question. For now, Rambam says fundamentally, there is full equality. Full equality. Further, sometimes this is the source that's not on the Makarashi, and the Kochi doesn't exist. The Rambam never qualifies that a ger can't receive nivua. The Rambam never issues that kind of a qualification. He paskins that we say, Elokei Nivu, Elokei Avoseinu, and we would point out, the Shulchan Aruch, Prima Gadim notes, That the minhag is that Gerim can daven for the Amud. We assume, Pashtos, that there is arvus for Gerim. Pirkei Avot points out, we assume that they're considered to be fully part of Klal Yisrael, to the extent, Akadekach, that they can even be motzi other people. If you look in the Rashba in Baba Basra, it's again Pei Aleph. If anyone gets up to Daf Pei Aleph, like in Cheshvan times, you have a lot of time to move. So the Rishonim there on Daf Pei Aleph are very important. The Rashba, similar to Lashon and Ritva, the Rashba even writes about a ger's lack of getting nachala in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes as follows: Yesh lomar, I'm sorry, I don't have this on the sheet. The kevan shehin ki b'nei avos, this Rambam idea, because they're like b'nei avos, ru'uyin haya litol chelek ba'aretz. Really, gerim should get land in Eretz Yisrael. They're really fully integrated. They should get land in Eretz Yisrael. Ella sheleyotze misrayim niskalka haaretz. Just technically, we only gave nachala, the Gemara says in the 8th parak of Baba Basra, to those that were yotze mitzrayim. Vagerim heim kitfalim shalnelot l'chalib haaretz. So it's basically, you know what they can say asher n'chata l'avoseinu? Because fundamentally, they're shayach to the world of nachal and Eretz Yisrael. They just don't get for side reasons. They didn't leave mitzrayim. And that's why they're able to say all of the lashon. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Bikurim and Perek Dad Halacha Gimel, Hager Mevi Vikore. Unlike simple pshat in the Mishnah Bikurim, a ger can bring Bikurim, and he says Mikra Bikurim. Shenemar LaAvraham Avham On Gaim Esaticha Hareu Av Kol HaOlam Kulo Shenichnas In Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. Says the Rambam, you know what else they're like? Gerim. Gerim are like Kohanim and Leviim, who also don't have Nachala formally in Eretz Yisrael, but are able to say Shenchata LaVoseinu. Because they're fully part of Klal Yisrael. So we seem to have a very fundamental machlokas, Rambam and Kuzari. Tosfos has different sort of like middle kinds of approaches in terms of how exactly this is going to work out, the status of Gerim. What do they argue about? So I'll share with you what I think is one mahalach in Rambam. It's a fascinating mahalach in Rambam that I think some academics suggest it, but I think it's also very, very mistaver. Very mistaver. And that is the following. Yeki, what's up?
If you say that they don't have like a nachla or whatever, that means their kids, and also their kids wouldn't be able to say anything about those things, so like they'll be like...
Okay, so maybe we'll talk about this next. It seems, at least in the Kuzari, part of the question is like, do they acquire it at some point? You know, do the Zera born get it at some point? That things may shift in that sense. Whether it's just for Nachla is different, sorry. But at least it may, even... Part of the question is, are we talking about first-generation Gerim? What about subsequently? That's the discussion that Kuzari has explicitly. Things could change there. What would it be based on? So here's an amazing pshat. We'll see a different Mahalach next week in some of the Bali Machshava, but here's a pshat in Rambam. Most Rishonim understand, if not Akadei Kach the Kuzari, most Rishonim understand that fundamentally there's a major gap between non-Jews and Jews. And therefore, in order to have Geirus, so part of the question is, how much can I overcome that gap? The Kuzari maintains, you can't overcome that gap so much.
You can. You can overcome it in a certain sense, your chayiv and tar mitzvahs, that's really, really good, but you are unable to sort of extend it ad kedei kach, where you can get the inyan eloki, the capacity for nevuah. You can't say, okay, I was saying no, there's still a little bit of a remnant of a remaining part that you weren't born into this. Theoretically, there are those who may claim you could close that gap. That part of being a ger, is a ger shtis guy or katan shenola dummy, is they can become a new person like a full Jew, and they are totally integrated, nevuah and everything else. Some may say, we'll see some of this stuff next week, that a ger doesn't have to close that gap, because the idea of a ger is someone who has a special neshama that somehow ended up with the non-Jews. But he's be'etzem returning to where he already was, somehow elevated and holy. That'll be for next week. The Rambam Shita may be the most fascinating, which is, there are those who maintain, if there is a Rishon out there that hold that there's not a fundamental gap between Jews and non-Jews the same way, it is the Rambam. Now maybe the Rambam understands, of course Jews are different, we're chayv and Torah mitzvot, non-Jews only chayv and shemetz b'nei Noach, but it's possible on like a metaphysical, deep level, the Rambam would never say a Kuzari type idea of a difference between four levels versus five levels. That the Rambam wouldn't go that far. His gap between Jews and non-Jews is nowhere near as great. We spoke years ago, when we gave Shiram and Rambam talking about Perush HaMishnah, how one of the machloksim may be that for the Kuzari, the most fundamental event, the way at least one Baal Machshava said it out, the most fundamental event for the Kuzari is Yetzias Mitzrayim, historical, ever. The most critical event is Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's an event which is all about the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael being separated from the non-Jews. According to the Rambam, a lot of indications, the most central event for him theologically is not Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it is Brias HaOlam. The Kuzari Yetzias Mitzrayim and into Kabbalah's Torah. The Rambam may be Brias HaOlam. Brias HaOlam is where there was not yet the distinction of Jews and non-Jews. A lot of nafkaminas in the world of Emunah, a lot of distinctions that emerged from that particular distinction. It's that kasha which many of the Rishonim ask, how come we say Anokh Hashem Al-Kacha? What should it have said? Instead of saying Asher Titicha, there at Mitzrayim, it should have said Asher Barasicha, that Asher Barasi HaOlam, that I created the world. That's all part of that question. The Rambam may not be the biggest believer in the same kind of gap, which is why you have, I'll just give you one example of what is an astounding, this is not even called a diak, this is just called reading Rambam. The Rambam writes, how does it do with how you read Gerush and Beis Chaf, meaning whether you read it closely or not. But the Rambam in Shmita V'Yovel has the following line. Rabbi Leibowitz of our wonderful yeshiva had a give and take online years ago with Professor Menachem Kellner about this. Fascinating. The Rambam writes like this. Rambam and the Shmita V'Yovel. This is the Rambam which is most often quoted about anybody that wants can go learn in Kolel and learn in Kolel forever, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. The Rambam says as follows.
Quoted last night.
Oh, really? So this is Ha'ara. Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad. Not only Shevet Levi can be designated to learn all the time. Ella Kol Ish V'Ish Mikol Baya Olam Asher Nadva Rucho Oso VeHevinu Midaito Libado La'amu Lifnei Hashem L'Shar Shalavdo. Anybody that wants to dedicate their life to pure Avodas Hashem, and they want to go in that way, Uparik Me'atzavara Olchash Bonus Harabim. They want to forget about any of the burden of wondering or worrying about their cheshbonos. Harezin is Kadis Kodesh Kadashim. They can be fully sanctified. You'll get what you need. The idea of dedicating yourself fully to Avodas Hashem, of focusing on that, removing yourself from Chesbonos Rabim, anyone can do, not only Shevet Levi. Who's anyone? So Pas Peshat means any Jew that wants to. If only the Rambam said that. Said the Rambam, Kol Ish V'Ish Mikol Ba'e Ha'olam. Who's Ram apparently think is able to dedicate their lives to thinking about God all day? Kol ish v'ish mikol ba'ei ha'olam. Every person from anyone that's in the world. These are, let's set up kolim, not only for Jews. Let's set up kolim. Why not? Let them do it right. They can't learn Torah, Gemara, and Horios. Gotta figure out what they're doing with their time of mikol ba'ei ha'olam. But they're definitely doing something with all of that time. The kolel will look a little bit different. It's like a yeshiva. What? Pashas, yeah. And then it's not called kolel. Let's figure out what we're going to call it. But where is it? Yeah, sometimes they know Noach more broadly, especially for those that hold that dinim is more, is somewhat broader. It's somewhat, and anyone always says maisa over. There's one chashva tamachacham. I don't want to say anything because I don't confirm the maisa, but I think he said when he was younger, he was teaching in a very chashuv of Talmud Chacham, who was teaching when he was much younger in a local Israeli school, and he was teaching Gemara, and it was there was a couple of kids there. It seemed a little bit different. It was parent teacher night. So the parent said to the rabbi, he said, "We thank you so much for teaching our children, because we're actually Christian missionaries. We're really happy that you're teaching our children, so that they're going to be able to. So now they'll know more about the Jewish religion. Like, we really appreciate it so much." He was obviously a little bit scared by that conversation. So he went to the menahel. He said, "I can't teach them. It's us there to teach them. What am I going to do?" So apparently they went to Reuven Katz, the Degel Reuven, the Kasher Tamachachon Petah Tikva. I went to the Degel Reuven Paskin, that for the rest of the year they were going to move to start learning Masechah Sanhedrin, Shabbos B'nai Noach. And for the rest of the year they learned Shabbos B'nai Noach, so I guess. Because that taka you could probably teach. You could teach the non-Jews. They learned the halachas of Shabbos B'nai Noach. So they, I don't know if anyone noticed, you have to learn the difference of dinim and what they're all, but only things that they were allowed to learn is what he taught the rest of the time. How do you teach? Okay, so that's a discussion. He's a big Tom Falcon. I'll figure out how to do it. But that's all part of the issue. But the Rambam seems to say, the Kol Bayolam, there's something there, which means that some suggest the following. Part of what allows the Rambam to think that a ger can very easily convert is because there isn't that much of like a metaphysical gap between non-Jew and Jew. The transition is not as challenging, and therefore you're able to sort of move over a little bit. Parentheses, I saw a couple weeks ago, Rav Reisman, the Shiva in Tarvadas, wrote an article like 30-something years ago in a journal called HaMesifta. Mesifta was, before Mesifta were people that put out Gemaras, that was the name of Tarvadas' journal. So he put out a fantastic article, about Yichas and different Umos, where he makes a wild suggestion. He quotes, develops an idea that, you know, the phenomenon of Geiras, of not from non-Jews to Klal Yisrael, but let's say from nation to nation within the non-Jews. Like, could you convert to being one of the Shiva Amimin? Can a Malek and things like that? He has a couple of Diukim and Rambam. It has Nafkaminas as far as like Harigas Shiva Amimin. Basically, it's post-Sancheirev was Mevabal Kol Umot Mishnah Yadayim Parak Dalet Mishnah Dalet Brachos Chavches, that once Sancheirev mixed all the nations together, so we no longer have some of the other nations, so yet there seems to be some indications that they... the nation still exists. So to what extent, if I identify with the values of a nation, can I become part of it? It's part of the Amalek discussion with Moshe Salvechik, other kinds of ideas, but part of it's a broader sort of an idea, a fascinating thing. But if you understand the gap between non-Jews and Jews is not that great, so then it's possible that part of the Gerim idea, becoming a full member of Klal Yisrael, isn't just the Avim Avinu, we're all part of Avim Avinu, but it's about, I don't have to overcome as much to make that transition, whereas for the Kuzari, I certainly do. So at least what we saw today is some I think an overview of some shitas. It gets a little more complicated with a lot of these shitas, but at least an overview of some of the more important discussions. Next week, we have Shem Bli Neder. We'll speak about the Or HaChaim and the Gra and try to, I guess, further develop some of these ideas. Yeah, what's up?